Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Do please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and do please share this with your friends and family. And today's episode is all about skin. Now, summer is here as I'm recording this, and really today's episode is very much about skin, especially relating to summer skin, because summer is definitely a season when you'd like to get your limbs out and we want to kind of clean the skin out. So before we get started, the first thing to say about the skin is that it is the largest excretory organ of the body. Covered in pores, it is this incredible semi-permeable membrane where things can come in and things can go out. So if there's issues with the skin, it's because it's relating to some shape or form about the detoxification processes of the body. But because it's such a huge organ and effectively wraps your entire body, every single organ inside the body also has a relationship to the functions of the skin, which is why skin conditions are so common. Because if you think about the way that I talk about the three things you need to know about mastering and owning your health, which is the free flow of circulation, purging and nourish, and strengthening the five key organs. Now, every single one of those things impacts your skin. If the circulation of energy and blood doesn't flow smoothly, it will appear on the skin. If the body isn't purging itself correctly, it will often manifest on the skin. If one or more of your organs is not in balance, it can show itself through the skin. So therefore, in today's episode, I'm going to dance around many, many different skin conditions and relate it to the organs and what's going on inside your body, because it's always deeper than skin deep. So let's just get started. I've got some notes in front of me just to make sure I don't miss anything out. So what are the kind of skin conditions that we are dealing with often in the height of summer? Rashes, prickly heat, excess sweating, flushing, eczema, rosacea, psoriasis. These are the kind of things which are starting to make summertime very unpleasant for our skin. Now, the other thing to say about skin is that because in the summertime, the heat goes up, what then happens is that the pores of the skin often open more. And therefore what happens is it's an opportunity for the body to detoxify more than any other season. So it's really important to allow the skin to breathe. So one of the most important things to do at this time of year is not to clog up the pores. So one of the things that I like to talk about to do at this time of year is body brushing, because what body brushing does is it enables you to open up the pores of the skin to enable that function of the opening so that the body can max out the temperature rise to detoxify. Now on the Heyu method, we have two different brushes. I've only got one of them here, but they look exactly the same. This is the soft one. Okay, so this is if your skin is very delicate. If it's very delicate and sensitive and very thin, okay, then the only body brush you should be using is the very, very soft one, okay? If you find yourself a little bit congested with heavy limbs and cellulite and any kind of like sort of inflammation going on inside the limbs, then the soft body brush is for you as well. But the other body brush, which looks identical to this one, is slightly tougher. It's slightly more bristly. Now that lends itself brilliantly to really advanced skin brushing. So if your skin is able to take the tougher one, I urge you to get that one for the summer. And what then happens is you can do your skin brushing in two different ways. The stronger body brush can be used in sort of two different modalities. In water, which immediately softens the bristles. So it makes it more medium strength. So this one is as if it were soft strength. And then the version of the tougher one in water is medium strength. And then if you do the stronger body brush without water, it's at its strongest strength. Okay. So what you're then doing is I would start with this one first, then move to the shower with the tougher brush and start body brushing in the shower so that you're at medium strength. And then when your skin's got used to that, dry the brush off completely, just leave it out overnight. It will be dry, and then do it on dry skin. Now, then we come to the methodology of skin brushing, because lots and lots of people have different techniques of doing it. But I would like to teach you the way that I think is the most effective, because the thing is that the skin, like all of the other organs in the body, relates to the energy. energy is everything. Energy moves through the fascia and it moves through the connective tissue of the body, and the skin is connected to that. So we want the energy flow to rule everything. So rather than doing the sweeps towards the heart or the body brushing in the way that most conventional people talk about it, I invite you to start on the chest here, which is just where the kind of the throat meets the chest, sort of above the heart. And what we're doing is, rather than going in sweeps, we're going in spirals, because energy moves in spirals. So what I'm doing is I'm engaging with the energy of my body first, and then allowing the skin to detoxify and clear in alignment to the energy flow that's flowing through the connective tissue under the surface of the skin. So the direction that I'm going in is from the chest, down the inside of the arms, up the outside of the arms, under the armpit, down the sides of the body, going underneath the breast tissue, then around the abdomen in a clockwise direction, and then down the outside of the legs and up the inside of the legs, spiraling. Because the minute you're in a spiral, you're engaging with the energy circuit of the body and clearing out the skin at the same time. Now, at the same time, I, in the summertime, try to maximize my skin's exposure, not to the sun, but just to the warmth and to the elements, so that my skin is released. So it's outside, as connected to nature as it possibly is. That does not mean I'm sitting baking myself in the sun. I'm sitting in the shade. I will expose myself to the sun early in the morning and late in the afternoon, when the UV rays are low and when actually it's entirely pleasant to my body to be in that outside atmosphere. But it's important to allow the skin to breathe. That's the most important thing. So the second thing that I will do is not clog my skin up with excessive use of oils or body lotions or fake tanning creams and those kinds of things. I won't allow myself to get caught up into that narrative, because by body brushing, you're actually going to lubricate the skin from the inside out by drawing the blood circulation up to the surface of the skin, rather than clogging it with oils and creams and lotions and potions from the outside in. So the most important thing to skin health this summer is indeed allow the skin to breathe and allow the skin to be nourished from the inside out by using the brushes. Okay, so that's the first thing. First and very, very useful advice. Now, then what I wanted to do was talk to you about the different organs, because in Chinese medicine, you have five key organs, which are really important. It's like the big chess pieces on the chessboard, okay? They've got such a massive relationship to how your body is and how it manages itself healthily, and to the health of your skin. So the first thing is the lungs. Now, the skin is considered to be the second lung, okay? Because the skin breathes the way that the lung does. And it's very, very important to strengthen the lungs if you want to have good quality skin. If your lungs are weak, you tend to find the skin is weak. It tends to be thin, papery, it tends to break easily, and it tends to be extremely sensitive. It's also, there's a very important energy frequency that circulates under the surface of your skin, which is part of the command of the lungs, and it's called Wei Qi. It's defensive Qi that actually keeps the body strong, and it stops the spearhead of diseases entering in. So pathogens can actually enter in through the skin just as easily as they can enter in through the nose and the mouth. And if the lung is weak, then the Wei Qi is weak, then the skin is weak, and then the whole thing, just like illnesses, are just penetrating left, right and center. It's a bit like kind of arrows. So a pathogen can come in via sort of little arrows in a battlefield, as opposed to the cannons, which are kind of like disseminating the lungs via the breathing capacity of the nose and the lungs. So it's, again, skin brushing is very, very important, as is body tapping. So using the body tapper, which is this instrument here, which is this long bamboo tapper. Okay, it looks like a reed diffuser, but it's basically got a handle, and you're tapping all over the upper body. So all over the upper back and all over the chest, to allow the strength of the organ of the lungs to increase while simultaneously strengthening the skin at the same time. That will really, really help you with things like blackheads, oily skin, acne, anything pore related. Also on the face, when we're dealing with conditions of the face, this is why I like to use the gua sha crystals. So I'm holding up a rose quartz one here, which is particularly useful in the summer, because rose quartz relates to the fire element, which is in season in the summertime. If you've got things like rashes and acne and psoriasis, you can't do the technique of gua sha because press stroke is contraindicated. But what you can do is hold the crystal over the affected area, because it naturally soothes and comforts and releases the heat. You can also use the crystal eye mask and just place it over the affected areas of the skin as well. Then what you want to do is use the rounded edge of the crystal back to the chest we go, because the chest is the lungs. And what's happening is that we want to clear the heat and clear the issues where it's being created in the organs, which is in this instance, the chest. So you would put a low level amount of oil on the chest, and then you would take the rounded edge of the crystal and press stroke away from the heart outwards all the way over where the arm meets the torso, because you've got the lung entry points are just at that junction where the arm connects to the body. So you want to go all the way across. If you can, you want to take it down the inside of the arm as well. You want to be press stroking that crystal all the way down the inside of the arm to really strengthen the organ of the lungs at the same time. Gua sha is really good for acne, because basically by clearing the heat out from the non-affected area, therefore what happens is the body is detoxifying through the non-affected skin of the chest before it has it goes up and out, up into the surface of the skin on the face or on the upper back. Gua sha is also very, very good for blackheads. The tool for the blackheads, if it's particularly on the kind of the T-zone of the face, is the little precision tool. And you would basically use that because the skin is oily enough in the first place, and you just gently flick in your gua sha move. So rather than a huge great sweep, it's like teeny, teeny, tiny little flicks over the affected area. And what happens is it naturally clears out the pores and reduces the size of the pores. And it's very important, though, whilst you're doing that, to work on the chest and on the body as well. Because what's happening is the reason why the pores are expanding in the first place in that area is because the body is trying to push the pathogens up and out and releasing it through that dynamic area of the face. Okay, so what you want to do is catch it before the body does that and release it gently through the skin in the first place. So the really deep mechanism is to do meditation, Qigong practices, and balancing the heat and the thermostat and the organs of the body before they start spewing it out through the skin in various different places of the body. But in the first instance, you just want to get to the kind of the branch of the condition, which is how it's manifesting, by doing these simple techniques in the first place. Now, the spleen. The spleen is very much connected to issues of the skin, such as prickly heat, loose skin, crepey skin, aging skin. That's all that sort of tenacity of the skin is very much about the strength of the spleen. Now, the spleen really gets walloped by modern life. OK, the spleen is a very, very soft, delicate organ, and it's connected to the earth element, so it likes everything to be slow. It likes everything to just kind of go within the seasons. You've got an entire year to go through a circuit. It tends to take its time, and unfortunately with modern living, which is the opposite of that, the spleen is just basically bashed on a daily basis to just hurry up, and it doesn't like it. And often what then happens is when the spleen gets unhappy, it gets damp, and when it gets damp, often what then happens is damp heat gets trapped inside the body under the surface of the skin, and there's not enough oomph inside the body to push it all the way out. So these issues tend to get stuck, and therefore things get damp, things get hot, things aren't moving correctly, things then aren't getting nourished properly. And then that damp is getting, because it's trapped, it means that the blood circulation and the energy flow, which is happening underneath that, can't get up to the surface of the skin, creating dryness and crepiness and general skin conditions. So what do we do? Well, back we go to body brushing again. Body brushing is really good. The other thing I like to do with the soft body brush is a lovely technique where I tap the body with the brush. So not only am I brushing it with the brush in the spirals I've just explained, but I'm tapping because it's like a slightly energized powder puff, and it feels really nice over the skin. So I would suggest that you do this naked in your bathroom rather than dressed in a studio, but try it. It feels really, really, really nice. And it's a very nice little tapping routine which disperses the damp heat and invigorates very, very gently the chi and the blood, and the spleen really, really likes the sensation. It's going to start going, oh, yay, thank you so much. It's a very, very nice one to use. I've also just put up on my Instagram a very, very simple remedy for prickly heat. So I'm not going to spoil the spoiler alert over there, but there is we'll put the link in the comments below, because it's a very useful spray technique that you can use using natural ingredients in your kitchen, and it's a very easy one for prickly heat, so very simple. Right, the heart. So imbalances in the heart very much relate to excess sweating, to pale skin, to a loss of radiance in the skin. Now, one of the reasons why we get excess sweating is actually a weak heart, because the weakened heart, the heart controls the evaporation process. And if the heart is weak, it can't control it properly. So often what you find is you get this kind of excess sweating and you can't really control it. And the other reason for sweat is if you haven't got enough sweat, it's what I was just explaining with the prickly heat, that what happens is there's not enough oomph from the heart pushing the sweat out through the vehicle of the open pores of the skin. So it's very, very important to make sure that the heart health is happy. Now, often what you will find with the heart at this time of year, because it's summertime, is that is the time of the heart. And often this yang time, if your heart isn't in a good balance in the first place, will create agitation. So rather than feeling the joy of summer and that lovely pleasure of the sun out, it tends to create agitation because the heart is getting overstimulated and it's not balanced enough in its own right in order to actually balance it out. So what do we do? Well, gua sha again is really, really good. So again, I go to the rose quartz. Now, often I don't recommend to use crystals on the body because actually the body is denser than the face and therefore the body tool is a better one. But actually in the case of gua sha around the heart area, I really like to use the rose quartz crystal. So I just put a little bit of oil over the heart itself and kind of above the breast tissue and underneath the breast tissue. So you never gua sha the breasts themselves. You take the crystal, you go to the heart area and you just simply take the rounded edge and you're going up and out as if you're drawing the shape of the heart into the chest. Okay, up and outwards, up and outwards. And then the same thing, you start at the heart and you go around the ribcage, underneath the breast tissue, okay? Just going under that heart area itself. And then you want to take the crystal and you want to go down the inside of the arms, okay? Because there, the heart channel goes to the little finger and the pericardium, which is very connected to the heart channel, goes down the middle finger. So just by addressing the inner arm with the gua sha crystal, you're going to affect those two channels very, very easily. The next thing I would recommend you do is the rescue breath. Try one of my meditations. I did a really lovely meditation recently. It's just gone up on the Own Your Health podcast. It's there. It's easily signed. We'll put a link to it below. Just follow me in that meditation. That will really, really help your heart. And try and join me with my Qigong practice. There's a free Qigong class as well, which we can connect you to. It's a very, very simple practice and it will really, really help you. But start with the simple breathing, which I've taught you already. Now, the liver is more to do with pigmentation. So acne marks, dark pigmentation, darkened skin under the armpit and dark spots. Now, that's all to do with the fact that the liver isn't detoxifying correctly because the liver is one of these big organs of detoxification. And the liver will then use the organ of the skin as an assistant to its detoxification process. Again, this is often why we get acne and spots and all sorts of sort of skin conditions connecting to the liver's inability to detoxify. Probably because it's overwhelmed. So again, what do we do? Well, livers love tapping. So again, we go back to the bamboo tapper and tapping the body for 2 to 3 minutes a day is a fantastic technique, which is again, you follow exactly the pathways I talk about. Start on the chest, down the inside of the arms, up the outside, down the sides of the body, down the outside of the legs, up the inside and clockwise around the abdomen. This is really easy tapping for the body and the liver loves it. Why? Because it's not only responsible for detoxification, it's responsible for the smooth flow of energy and blood around the body. And when you tap the body, you're creating a smooth flow, which means the liver suddenly goes, oh yeah, that feels great. Thanks. Fantastic. I'm going to do that. That's happening all by itself. Right. Back to detoxification we go. And then on it goes, honoring its number one kind of modality. Now, the other thing that I would recommend you do is use the castor oil compress. Now, the castor oil compress is, again, something we have on the Hey You method. It is one of the best self-care techniques you can do. I call it self-care whilst you sleep because people like these hacks because they're easy. You just simply put the castor oil compress over the liver, which is on the right-hand side of your body, just at the base of the rib cage, and you literally tie it in a double bow, air stewardess style, and then you go to bed. And then that supports the liver in its detoxification process, which in turn supports the skin. And that is literally the easiest thing. If you would like more information on any of these organs that I'm talking about this afternoon, then please follow the organ guides on my website. They're all written up. They're all there for you. They give you literally chapter and verse. Please download them. I've cried writing them, can I just say? And they're now in their probably 10th iteration because I keep perfecting them. The ones that have just gone up are really, if I do say so myself, they're really good. And I'm really proud of them. And frankly, they should be in a book. They probably will be, but you get them for free. So please, please, please download them because they will help you. And the advice that I'm giving you today is kind of the tip of the iceberg because I can't say everything all at once because Well, I can, but you'll get overwhelmed and then you'll forget what I've said. So last but by no means least is the kidney. Now, the skin is the third kidney. So the skin is deemed the second lung, but it's also the third kidney. So kidneys, when they're not functioning properly, tend to create things like lines and wrinkles and dry skin because they're responsible for the fluid in the body. So the thing about the kidneys is they are what I describe as the sacrificial organ at the altar of modernization and the emancipation of the female. Because in the equalization process that has happened to women in the last 100 years, we have had to give up our kidney strength as part of the equalization process. And it's affecting our bodies massively. It's a huge organ responsible for menopausal symptoms, but also for the aging process on our skin. So if you are working really hard and you're buying really expensive skin cream and you're wondering why you're getting wrinkles, the chances are your lifestyle is actually annihilating your kidneys and creating the problem. And there is not a wrinkle cream in the world, despite the claims that they will say to the contrary, that will be able to counterbalance the onslaught of modern life on your kidneys. So it is vitally important to support them. So again, there's a whole fact sheet to help you. But the number one thing that your kidneys need is rest, which is probably the one thing you're not getting much of. So what do we do? Well, in an ideal world, you would give your kidneys a bit of a breather in the middle of the afternoon, ideally a 20-minute break between 3 and 5 o'clock. If you can't do that, then I call them breath breaks, which I think is a really good idea. You need breath breaks. You set a simple, gentle alarm on your phone or mindfulness bell, do a lovely gong, and you allow that breath to come in when that sound is, and it needs to be a nice sound, not a horrible sound, a gentle, pleasant sound. When that sound hits, you give yourself a breath break. And you imagine that you've got a straw from each nostril going into the kidney. And as you breathe in, the kidney fattens itself up. And as you breathe out, imagine all of the stress and all of the negativity is just going back out. The straw is a bit like a didgeridoo. So it's kind of breathing in, breathing out. Okay. And the inhale is nourishing the kidneys and the exhale is releasing. And that will really, really help you with your lines and wrinkles. So that is a really simple and fairly comprehensive summer skin guide for all of you. There's a few lovely messages which I'd like to read out because I love the good energy. It's so lovely. David asked from Ireland says, nice attitude, no nonsense advice on how we can get ourselves healthily to 100. It's grounded and accessible. Deirdre McConnell says, sounds great to hear. It's okay to have a rest, as some days I feel the slump and push myself. Your podcasts are very inspiring. I love listening to them. And Ab122 says, oh my God, this is a good one with the vibration sounds. I love Katie's infectious positive vibes, encouraging and inspiring. Thanks, Katie. Well, thanks, Ab. Thanks all of you for leaving such lovely comments in the sections. If you have any questions, we regularly do live Q&As. We're here to help. We're here to advise. Please share this information with anyone that you're sharing it with, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And do please leave any comments if you're on TikTok, Instagram and YouTube so that we can take the comments and tell everyone, but also so that we can take any questions and we can answer them in due course. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you next time.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.